Hanford construction workers and managers testified in day two of a U.S. Department of Labor hearing Wednesday in Kennewick. The case is about Hanford's waste treatment plant. When it's done, it's supposed to treat millions of gallons of radioactive sludge, but it's had major delays. Our correspondent, Anna King, says the hearing paints a different picture than the serious workplace usually described to reporters.
In the hearing, workers describe management pranks that are too gross to get into details about on the air, some where they've been hurt. And this has become normal, they say. Some admitted to a practice called pencil whipping, where work is officially signed off but hasn't been done. The contracting company's lawyers have been walking that back, making a case that managers only played harmless pranks and that managers didn't know jobs hadn't been done by workers under them.
Correspondent Anna King. The hearing is to determine whether a worker named Walt Ford should be awarded damages for losing his job. The Labor Department found last year that Ford lost his job unfairly in 2011 for raising safety concerns while working at Hanford's waste treatment plant, and since then, that he's been blacklisted from other jobs.